This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied that trade talks with China collapsed and characterized the trade tensions with Beijing as a little squabble. We get the details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The fight between the world's two biggest economies sent global markets plummeting yesterday. The president says it's no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China.
Even as his administration listed thousands of Chinese goods on which he could add more tariffs, from laptops to tuna. The Chinese are not backing down, saying they will fight to the finish. But the president says the U.S. is in a very strong spot.
I think we're winning it.
Some analysts, though, fear the result could be a global recession. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's foreign affairs advisor says the Kremlin is prepared to agree to any format for a meeting between Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Russian president said he would be willing to meet with Trump on the sidelines of next month's G20 meetings in Japan, but had not received a formal invitation yet. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held 3 hours of meetings with Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Sochi Tuesday, but the secretary said that Ukraine and human rights were not discussed.
You try to keep the process on the high ground, and you try and keep the relationships on the high ground. That's important. President Trump's made very clear that he wants us all to do that, and I strove to do that today with Foreign Minister Lavrov and President Putin. But each of us was very clear about the places we were prepared to go and the things we weren't prepared to do.
Earlier, Pompeo had warned Lavrov that the United States would not tolerate Russian interference in next year's election. Lavrov had downplayed Russian meddling in the 2016 vote, saying there is no concrete evidence to show Russian interference. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but he did not rule out deploying a lot more soldiers in the Middle East in the future. Trump called a New York Times report fake news, but said he would send troops if necessary.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
Meanwhile, a senior officer in the U.S.-led military coalition combating Islamic State, British Major General Chris Geeka, said Tuesday he had seen no greater recent threat to its troops in Iraq or Syria from forces backed by Iran. A few hours later, U.S. Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban issued a statement saying that there were possible imminent threats to U.S. troops in Iraq and that coalition forces are on a high state of alert. North Korea accused the United States of robbery Tuesday and demanded the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. In a statement in the official Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry warned of unspecified consequences in response to the U.S. seizure of the vessel. It said in a statement the U.S. should carefully deliberate what consequences will follow in the current situation derived by their robbery and promptly return our ship. The KCNA statement claimed the seizure violates a 2018 agreement between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to improve bilateral relations. The U.S. announced last week it had seized the Wise Honest, a 17,000-ton cargo ship, because it had been used to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. Former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner left a halfway house after finishing his prison sentence on Tuesday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Weiner has completed his prison sentence for illicit online contact with a 15-year-old girl.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
Weiner pleaded guilty 2 years ago. Prosecutors said he had a series of sexually explicit Skype and Snapchat exchanges with a North Carolina high school student. This wasn't the first time he was caught. In 2011, admitting to online interactions with at least 6 women. At sentencing, Weiner said he had a sex addiction. What is next for Anthony Weiner?
Hope to be able to live a life of integrity and service, and I'm glad this chapter of my life is behind me.
Weiner has registered as a level 1 sex offender, meaning there is a low risk of reoffending. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.